the Baptist lives up the hollow where the dirt road south of me dead ends in a swampy cul-de-sac. You look hard, you can see past the abandoned cars, rotted boats, rusty appliances, kids' toys, broken furniture, and busted machinery to where Bob's shack leans into the last century. Just to be sure nobody will steal this stockpile of valuable, rusty, corroded parts from his junkyard covered with leaf mulch and blackberry vines, Bob's nailed handwritten signs every few hundred feet. No trespassing. Posted. Keep out. Private property. Like anyone would venture into his place. By the driveway or entrance or whatever it is that isn't maintained and is overgrown to the point any vehicle trying to drive in would be scratched to bare metal by berry thorns and cedar limbs and lost equipment, he's nailed a plywood plank painted black with white words. Jesus is coming soon. These are the end times, Bob tells us neighbors. South end times, anyway, if Bob's place comes under scrutiny. Looks like Armageddon hit yesterday. Windows are broken out and covered with plastic that's now tattered. Doors hang off their hinges, usually open winter or spring. First time I went back there looking for my dog who'd wandered off, I walked through an open door with books and magazines strewn everywhere, thinking it was an anteway or a porch. Until I realized, to my horror, I was deep into his house. Believe me, I backed out of there fast as anything, expecting a shotgun blast from Bob the Baptist. He walked up a minute after I'd exited his home sweet hovel and demanded to know who I was, what I wanted, why I was there. Lost dog, I mumbled. We're all lost, he fairly howled. We're all lost, and we don't even know it. Tobacco stains ran down his matted beard, and his eyes bulged like King Lear in a room full of psychiatrists. Bob's okay, actually, reasonably harmless and even sociable occasionally. The neighbors hear him once in a while exhorting whatever demons drive him day in and day out. Apparently the demons aren't listening. A while back we heard he used to be a minister over the other side of the mountains. Heard it from one of his flock. Bob had had an affair with the local TV station's weather girl and his wife had run off with the church's deacon. The weather lady moved up to a megawatt Atlanta station and Bob was banished to the wilderness. I guess it makes some sense he ended up down here, although Bob still hadn't figured out most of us don't think of this as punishment or penance. Hell, I guess, is in the eye of the beholder, too.